You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison seems to be preparing the groundwork for pre-election mode. He's taking his new energy investments to voters in the heart of coal country. Mr. Morrison announced funding for a clean hydrogen hub in Newcastle.
Hydrogen is one of those great technological opportunities for Australia, which is recognised all around the world. When I was in Glasgow recently, it is understood. You want to get hydrogen? This is the place to get it. And this is why we need to invest here in places like the Hunter, because we make it work here, it will work in so many like regions all around the country. Our plans to move to a lower emissions future very much have the Hunter at the centre of our thinking.
The federal government is investing $1.5 million into a feasibility study on its potential. It's part of the Coalition's technology solution sales pitch to meet its net zero commitment by 2050. But the Prime Minister is yet to release the modelling.
Australia has always been a big energy partner for our region. And you know, with programs like this, we will continue to be. So if you're working here in the Hunter, well, you've got a bright future.
Prime Minister, when will you release the net zero modelling?
Soon.
Do you have an estimation then?
Soon.
When? About a few months?
Soon.
Labor says it is also waiting on the government's modelling before releasing its own climate policy. And while the opposition is yet to outline its 2030 emissions reduction target, it has ruled out introducing a carbon price. Federal Labor's Treasurer Jim Chalmers turns his attention to the looming election.
We'll be ready for the election whenever it's called. And if it's an election about the economy, then it needs to be an election about stagnant wages and living standards, and a budget riddled with debts, debt and rorts, and waste and mismanagement. Whether the election's in March or May, it won't change the fact that this government has presided over 8 years of working families finding it harder and harder to get ahead. And that should be one of the central considerations of this election.
The Prime Minister's domestic tour comes just days after his international one. At the Climate Change Conference in Glasgow, Mr. Morrison announced mid-century carbon cuts, but didn't change the midterm target or join international pledges to drastically reduce methane emissions and phase out coal-fired power. It prompted this scathing response from Lord Deben, chair of the United Kingdom's Independent Committee on Climate Change.
What was so disappointing for us was the way it appeared that your Prime Minister really doesn't understand the urgency of what we have to do. Now, it's difficult for Australia, but Australia's really got to get on with it, just like every other country.
Lord Deben is also warning that Australia's trading partnership with the UK could be at risk if Mr. Morrison doesn't boost his government's climate response.
Well, there are two things. One is you've got to get started. And the second thing is if you don't get started, the rest of the world will start without you, and you'll find it more and more difficult to sell your goods abroad because people aren't going to be prepared to do so. Already the British-Australian trade deal is under huge pressure in this country because we don't see why we should import things from Australia unless Australia meets the same standards and it does the same things towards dealing with this huge global issue, more important than anything else.
Ariana Lucente, SBS News.